FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league game against Gainsborough Trinity. And before kick-off on Saturday, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds to hear his thoughts heading into the match.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us ahead of the Gainsborough Trinity match here at Broaders Park as the rain tumbles down in North Manchester. It's been a whole week off. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been really good to have the week off. It's allowed certain members of staff to go out and watch games. It's allowed me to be working with the players a couple of times this week. It's allowed me to kind of do some really in-depth work with the academy. So there's a lot of things that have been really positive this week. And, you know, on the back of that successful week we had, you know, with the Witten, Poland and the Runcorn game, it does make the week a little bit easier. But we know we've got a stern test for us to take on today.
Before we get to the Gainsborough match, just we talk about the Runcorn Linnets game there. We've had the draw on Monday. Toughest draw possible, I think, mask away. What's your thoughts on that one?
Listen, we probably underperformed last year when they came here. You know, we knew we had Doncaster, one eye on Doncaster, but they've shown that, you know, that wasn't a freak result. They've gone and beat South Shields this season, and, you know, I think they're third in their league and they can go top with games in hand. So it is a tough draw, but listen, you know, it's that old adage, isn't it? If you want to get as far as you can, you're going to have to beat what you come up against. And, you know, we're going to look forward to that. We're happy we're in the draw. I think there was a statistic last week that maybe, you know, four out of the last 5 years we haven't got this far in the trophy. So it's, you know, we're celebrating it. It's a little bit of money for the club, and we'll get ready for that. But like you said before, March, we've got a big game against Gainsborough today.
So heading into Gainsborough, what's the treatment room looking like? Is pretty empty or full or what?
I don't want to say this because I've bemoaned injuries and suspensions all season. We've got everyone fit apart from Donoghue, who's suspended today, but it was a tough night last night. I've had to leave some lads out. I've had to let Keaton Mulvey and Matty Rain leave the club. Keaton's just gone for a month. Three lads have missed out today, so it's tough. That's the hard part of management. But I look at the team that we're going to put out on paper today. It's strong, it's attacking, it's going to be 4-4-2. You know, Lavercombe coming nets. I'm going to have Morris again at right back with Jones and Baker and Dodd, two wide areas, Hayes and Linney, Potts and Griffiths, and then Holmes and Burns up front. So, you know, kind of what the fans want at times are going to get today. Can't be any more attacking. But, you know, we're playing against a Gainsborough side that are 8 unbeaten, so, and they don't concede a lot of goals. So they might not score a lot, but they don't concede a lot. So we're going to have to do our bit on trying to break them down and take our chances when they come.
Speaking of scoring goals, we saw it click big time for Brad Holmes away in Poland. Burns had a cracking game last week, so you must be hopeful that those two can get a relationship going together and score plenty.
Big man, little man, you know it is, and we've done a lot of work in training, and this is the first time that they're going to play together from the start. Obviously, last home game here, Burns came off the bench, and then Holmes was injured. They got a little cameo together in Poland. They did really well, but they've got a real connection. They're both fighting for to be professional footballers, and their attitudes have been exemplary, as has Kean Hayes. So it's good to have two front men out there. You know, they've both got pace, they've both got power, they've both got goals in them, we've got deliveries from wide areas. So it sets itself up to be a really good attacking game of football. We know that last time out here we massively underperformed and we let everybody down, and, you know, we've got a lot of making up to do. So hopefully come quarter five today, we've kind of implemented the game plan, we've got our goals and we've got 3 points and we can start climbing the league.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Broaders Park. And you join us here live in the rain, but here to brighten up your afternoons listening. Stato Paul joins me for this opening bit of the show. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So FC United taking on Gainsborough Trinity. Paul, Gainsborough don't score a lot of goals, but they don't concede that many either.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery game, this. On the one hand, they lost their first five away league games, but they've got 4 points from the last two trips, and they're unbeaten in the last seven league games, despite the shortage of goals. So it looks like a very tight game on paper, but of course we don't know how it's going to pan out.
But speaking of goals, we've been scoring quite a few recently, haven't we? Throwing the Warsaw trip, 3 goals at Witten, 2 goals last week against Runcorn Linnets.
I think the manager's been vindicated in the changes he made post-Grantham. I think we can see that's bearing fruit now, and he had to make change, and it wasn't for the sake of it, and I think we're getting positive results, and a change of formation perhaps as well.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be 4-4-2 today, and that's because he's starting with Brad Holmes and Sam Burns, which is exciting, I'm going to suggest. The two of them have never started together. It'd be interesting to see what happens with Linney and Hayes out on either wing.
All of a sudden, we look like a team that's threatening to score goals, whereas there were times a few weeks ago where we were struggling to score once, having a lot of possession, putting a lot of goal attempts in, but not actually threatening to score, which is a completely different thing, of course. The other oddity with Gainsborough is we played them 8 times before. They've scored first in 6 of those games, but have only won twice.
Ooh.
So that's a weird one as well.
I mean, when we think about Gainsborough Trinity, they are one of the sleeping giants of this division. There's a fair number of them, you know, Scarborough, Stafford Rangers, Stalybridge. They can all do it in the division above, can't they?
Yeah, they're in the ranks of former league clubs, Gainsborough, although their league status as well before my time even. They dropped out in 1912, I think. But
are you sure?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not about 1912.
My
your
lineage.
Time. Yeah.
Well, you know. Gainsborough, one of those sides. They were in National League North with us, of course, and they've lingered around without being able to make the final steps. And they've had a big change over the summer with a new manager who's working with Lincoln City, I think, part-time. It's complicated.
Tom Shaw basically came in and just got himself a blank piece of paper. He cleared the decks, as it were, and used his connections at the academy set up at Lincoln, and has created this team. And it's been a slow burner, but they're getting there, aren't they? And
yeah, I think they started really disastrously, but in the last few weeks, they had a good win in the FA Trophy last week. So, yeah, they're coming into this game with a bit of confidence, I would think.
Well, just to say about our confidence as well, Paul, because we're entering a busy period now, aren't we? We've got this game today. We've got Whitby coming up as well, a midweek game against Whitby. Mash United on Saturday.
So those 3 games, we can't put the same 11 out, obviously. That's not going to happen. So today he's put out what looks like his strongest side. For the Whitby game, you'd expect... Maybe.
Would you expect, or would you think, you know, we've had a week off, we could do this?
But what I'm saying by that is that some players are going to get knocks, probably today. Turn around to Tuesday isn't much. Donoghue's banned, of course.
Yep.
He'll be back available in midweek. He could come back. So there will be some changes, I think. So it's going to be very interesting. Some players today, depending on how they play, will stay in the side. Maybe one or two others might get edged out.
We've seen that Keaton Mulvey has gone to Glossop on loan for a month.
Yeah.
Matty Rain has actually departed the club, I believe. So, you know, this squad here is having to juggle things, isn't it? And during a busy period as well, you can't keep everyone happy.
And I mean, also, Thompson Smith went during the week. He's never going to be able to keep more than a core of, say, 19, I think.
And we're starting to see that now. If you look at the MPL's transfers in and out, you'll start to see them grow over the coming weeks.
For every 2 loans in, 2 players disappear.
Yeah, this is a busy period for managers when they start to go, what's available?
And if you're not getting on the pitch, you're not going to hang around really, are you?
No.
Unless you know.
We're in November now. We need to string the results together, don't we, and climb the table. We can't stay mid-table, can we?
I think mid-table where we are now is probably not where we should be in terms of our abilities. I don't think we're going to... It doesn't look like we're going to crack the playoffs, to be honest, at the moment.
Is that what you're calling it? In November? Wow.
He's like a CNN political analyst, isn't he? A presidential election evening. Look at this. He's calling it.
But what I would say is that we're certainly 8th or 9th.
Yep.
We're up to that level, I think.
Couldn't even sneak 5th, Paul? We could sneak 5th.
We could. I mean, if things really went our way. But if you look at the league table now, you've got a breakaway group.
Well, this is it. I mean, Buxton, I've got games in hand. Obviously, they've had a turbulent week, let's say, but they've got a good manager who's come in, who I interviewed this week, actually, on the NPL show, and he's doing the softly approach, which is quite right. I mean, why fix a bike that's not broken? But South Shields, Matlock and Buxton look like they're certainties.
So you can take 3 out of the equation already, possibly.
So that's two spots left.
Two spots left, and, you know, if you look at the gap between us and 5th now, what's the gap between us and 5th?
8 points. That's doable, Paul. Well, not having your negativity on this radio station. I mean, it's going to be tough, though, isn't it? Because you've got Bamber Bridge, who are 6 points inside the playoffs now. Warrington, Whitby, Basford, Stafford, Stalybridge, Lancaster, Scarborough, Witten. Behind us, you've got Gainsborough Trinity. You can't rule out Ashley United and Morpeth. I know they're miles away, but look what Basford and Witten achieved with a few wins. So,
and my reservations are partly based on the fact that these loan deals are only short-term loan deals. So, you know, Sam Burns might bust the net for a period of games, but then might go back to his parent club. And then we have to find another similar player. And as we know, it's not always easy.
No, it's kind of... Lancaster, when Sam Fishburne went back up to Carlisle, that really knocked them for weeks, didn't it?
I think if you've got a season-long loan, you can start making big ambitions, but that's a concern.
We had covering Whitby. We'll be there.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Mask next week, the challenge of Mask?
I think it's an absolutely horrible draw. Probably the worst draw we could have got. Right now,
I said that to Neil pre-match. Marine away, perhaps, is the other tricky one. Or Liversidge. But Mask away, 3-0 they beat South Shields.
Yeah, if you look at the recent results, and allied to the fact they've already beaten us here, that they will be itching to beat us again. And we don't know what kind of pitch they play on. We've never been there. So we don't know what kind of conditions we're going into. I think it's a really tough draw against a side that scores lots of goals. And we're going to have to be... I mean, we talked about Runcorn having to be at our best. We're certainly going to have to be at our best at Mask to get anything at all. And, of course, we can't even look for a replay because there's no replays to be had. It's win or bust.
Straight to penalties, isn't it?
It's win or bust, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But James joins us now. Hello, James.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
So what's your thoughts on where we are at the minute as a team? It feels like we're just on the cusp of something.
Yeah.
But it all depends on today, really, whether that continues, obviously.
Yeah, I think the point that Paul makes about the loan signings being temporary is a factor. But it's been a good week or so for FC. And they, following that good with the 3 wins in 8 days, all on the road, various places on the road, and that bonding the team did. And having a week, not having to travel anywhere, not having to play a game, should put the team in good stead. And I think I tend to agree with you that 8 points is quite a lot, but it's not, it's a bridgeable gap if you get a run of games going. And it's a matter of, with this team, playing to their potential on a consistent basis, because we've seen it, you know, the times when they give an almost flawless performance and then virtually the same lineup can look very disjointed. So,
but this lineup today, James, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
He's going 4-4-2. Morris at right back, Dodd at left back, Baker and Jones in the middle, Luke Griffiths in the anchor midfield, Michael Potts starts on the wings, Regan Linney and Kean Hayes, and up front, little and large, isn't it? Brad Holmes and Sam Burns.
Yeah,
that's apart from Charlie Ennis, who you could throw in there, or Ali Wadika interchanging with Kean Hayes or Regan Linney. That's pretty much the strongest team, isn't it, at this stage?
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a really strong, it is an exciting lineup with Holmes and Burns up front. And Hayes, of course, has shown he's got a lot of trickery about him. A challenge on, because I think they're unbeaten in 7 games, but they're finding some sort of foothold after a very poor start. But their form away from home hasn't been terribly good. But FC just got to be at the best. And this is the sort of game now, the fans want to see them winning this. A home game, a winnable home game, is playing to their potential. and not having to sort of pick up the pieces in the next game.
It's about getting that. I mean, he mentioned it, didn't he, last week after the Runcorn Linnets win. The last time we beat Linnets in the FA Trophy, we went 17 games unbeaten. And it's about doing that now. We're capable. Yeah. We are capable. We've done it year after year a lot of times. It's amazing how many times we've done it. So it is possible.
But this is the kind of game we've stumbled over this season. So it's a game where we can't stumble. We've got to get the result today.
Well, as Neil Reynolds is now out on the pitch, so without further ado, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Gainsborough Trinity in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, and here's your expert commentary team, Stato Paul. But first, James Quinn.
Wilson feeds it neatly there to Hornshaw, and then it's cleared by Minkley and then picked up by Jessop. Good square ball from Jessop. Isaac Rice loses possession, but Jessop wins it back. Important. Baker can't quite make the tackle. It's one-on-one. It's going to be a goal. That's a great clearance. Magnificent from Aaron Morris. And number 10, Alex Wallerton, he's beaten the keeper. And Morris got to it, cleared off the line. And then it went off against for a player for a goal kick. So everyone's a winner for FC there. Well, excellent work from Morris, that really was, I suppose.
It looked a certain goal when he went round the keeper.
Maybe Gainsborough will just feel that Wallerton might have hit it with a bit more pace there.
Yeah, I think he tried to stroke it in rather than hammer it, which really he could have done.
So, it'll be a free kick though, and a chance for a shot possibly. And it's Dodd or Griffiths. Four in the wall.
Dodd's last goal was in Poland.
Here he comes. Floats it in. Oh, it's an absolute beauty. Absolutely perfect. That really is top quality from Dodd. He floated it in to the keeper's left-hand post, and it's squeezed in inside the inside upright. And what an excellent few minutes for FC. That clearance off the line from Aaron Morris. Moments later, Dodd. And credit too to Hayes for that fine run, Paul, which drew the foul and led to this goal. And FC, probably good value for a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I think Hayes forced the outcome there by making something happen, and by winning the free kick. Dodd certainly made the best of it. He's not scored for a while from a set piece, but that was a gem of a kick.
Bishop waits, but it's won by Jones. Then Linney clears. That'll be met by Wilson. And Rice out to the right-hand side. Bishop nods it back in nicely, but Griffiths now nods it out, and Holmes now will try and break over halfway. Holmes, he's got men to his right and his left, but Holmes still has it. Holmes all the way. Holmes, oh, decent save. Another chance for Ace, another good save. And Holmes there went the length of the field there, coast to coast.
It was like watching George Weah, that, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, remember that wonderful goal he scored for Milan early one season. Now Dodd on the ball. Now Holmes there. Holmes trying to wrestle this ball, but Potts now has it. Nice. Ball now burns outside the box. He'll think about a shot. And it's a fantastic. Yeah. Superb effort from Sam Burns. They stood off him and he took the invitation. Perfectly placed in off the upright. Nothing the keeper could do. And with 5 minutes of the second half gone, FC United have a two-goal lead.
The perfect strike, really. It was low, it was on target. It was it hit the inside of the post, gave the goalkeeper absolutely no chance whatsoever. Fizzed into the goal.
And good work. Sam Burns, a talented player, on loan from Blackburn, of course, and a busy player. And, he was given the opportunity there, and get a handshake now with the manager. He'll be very pleased with that.
Bit of space opened up in front of him to run into, and it was an invitation, really, wasn't it?
It was, isn't there? I think the thing for FC now is to really nail this one. We similar position away from home at Witten a couple of weeks ago when FC were two up and seemed in total control, and Witten came herring back, and FC won it in the end, but it could easily have gone the other way. And the ball is cleared. Oh, that's a great long ball now. Linney can get on the end of it. Linney with a chance. It's 3-0. Long ball forward. And Linney got onto it. and with his left foot stroked it past the keeper. And that's superb from Lavakov. He spotted him. And he's getting a thumbs up from the manager. He's not had a lot to do at his end of the park, Lavakov, but he's done FC a huge turn there. And that's exactly what Neil Reynolds would have wanted. Speaking a few moments ago about what happened at Witten a couple of weeks ago. Well, this time FC get it the 2-0 lead and then increase it. And this really is impressive, Paul, against a side, as we've said, who've been pretty solid of late.
Yeah, and it's good to see Linney score a goal like that, because he's had possessions like that during the season and not put them away. But that was lethal.
And it has to go all the way back to Yates in the Gainsborough goal. Long ball forward from him. And under pressure is Jones, and chance for McCarman. And he scores at FC United. Carelessness at the back there. And with what, 13 and a half minutes to go, Gainsborough just get a little glimmer of light. FC 3, Gainsborough 1.
Yeah, it was a bit careless at the back there, but credit to the striker for finishing it.
Good substitution. Now Potts picks up the loose ball. On the halfway line is Baker. Back to Jones, who clears his lines. Picked up there. Potts tried to get in on that. Griffiths does well. Well, I thought he'd done well to keep it in, but no, it had gone out. Throw in now, Gainsborough. Karma, score of the Gainsborough goal, and he's on a run here to pick up the return ball. It's close to the corner flag, left-hand side, the number 17. At low ball in, chance now. Gould, it's 3-2, Toby Gould. And McCarmer has had a real influence on this game. He scored the first, and now with an assist. And FC United, who really were cruising, are now in danger of hanging on here. It's 3-2. And there goes the whistle, and FC hang on. 3-2 win here. Superb performance for a first hour or so. But Gainsborough got one back in the last quarter of an hour, and then another. And FC, to their credit, did see the game out. They didn't panic. Some good defending, good calmness. And I think in the end, FC, for their dominant performance for most of the game, Paul, good value for the 3 points.
I think similar to a game we saw very recently away from home, where we bossed it for an hour and then put our...
Witten.
Yeah, it was Witten. We took our foot off the gas at the roundabout, the Almack. Similar thing this afternoon, really. After all, a lot of good early work, we just didn't manage to sustain it for the full 90.
Tom Shaw made some changes. Those changes clearly paid off. But do you think we were slow to... I mean, even at the end then, we weren't really set up to defend against them, really. We were outnumbered at times, and it was just a bit odd.
I think
towards the end.
The thing that struck me, though, was the fact that with this change in formation, I think the players are really enjoying playing.
Yes.
Now. You can see the joy they're getting in going forward. And there are goals in this side. If we can keep this side together, this collective together, we are going to score goals. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, that's the thing. Heading into this game, we were talking about how, you know, good the defence is at Gainsborough Trinity. And in the opening bit of this game, we saw that. But then, what a free kick from Dodd.
Yeah, I mean, he scored one or two like that, but they don't happen very often. And the other thing is that Morris clearance, yeah, off the line at 0-0, that was absolutely critical to the game as it unravelled.
Well, that was just moments before that free kick that Dodd took. For all intents and purposes, Wallerton had scored. He'd rounded the keeper. All he had to do was tap it into the net. He probably will regret going for the tap and not blasting it, because Morris just came out of nowhere to clear that ball off the line.
If Gainsborough had scored first, it could have been a very different outcome.
Into the second half, and you said at half-time, Paul, as you normally do, we need to score early. Sam Burns scored early. Good goal.
Oh yeah, it was a goal of absolute quality. The space opened up for him and he said thank you very much, and he rifled it in off the inside of the post. Perfect position to strike it.
And 5 minutes later, we're cruising.
Yeah, I mean,
cruising.
Long ball from Lavakov finding Linney,
and it was a beautiful ball. Lavakov celebrated like he created that goal, which he did. You could argue it was just a aimless punt forward, but there was curl on it. And it took it round the defender. It was like watching bowls, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pass more than a clearance.
So then we're cruising. The substitutions are made. Bit too nervy, Paul, at the end?
Possibly, yes. I think we made it more difficult for ourselves than it should have been. But having said that, it's four wins on the bounce now.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 11th, you reckon?
Oh, let me see. Let me see. This is exciting. 11th.
Well,
11th.
Our natural home.
But, like you say, a very good performance from FC United, all things considered. We've given man of the match to Baker. Argument to say it could have been Morris, but I think Baker had his equal share really of last ditch defending. There was moments in the penalty area there where he was called upon.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent today, and there was a lot of work to be done in the defence. And I think Morris does run him a close second. Jones, I think it was a good performance by the defence, despite the fact that the two goals were conceded close to the end. But no, I think it was a good team performance, I think. A lot of Hayes, I thought, had a good game. He's an interesting player because he's very skilled, but he's also very resourceful. Sometimes when he lost possession, he seemed to lose possession, he would win it back. And it was tricky for, I think, ball players today, with it being a treacherous surface. But I thought Burns and Holmes, I think that's a good combo, and I hope that as long as they're with us, that Neil Reynolds will sustain that two up top combination.
Well, there's not going to be many teams who, when Linney or Hayes get the ball to dribble into the box, there's nine yellow shirts waiting for them in the penalty area. As soon as you come across a team, dare I say, a bit like Whitby on Tuesday, or Mask, who come out a bit more in the early stages, there's a rich mine there to drill into, isn't there?
Yeah.
We're certainly dangerous going forward, there's no doubt. And as you just said, if we can keep these players together, this run could carry on. Whitby's going to be a tough game. Mm. A good away win today.
Yes, a 3-2 win at Matlock.
Good result, that. But I think we can set them some problems at the Turnbull Ground.
Well, we'll be bringing you coverage of that game on Tuesday night here on FC Radio and on North Manchester FM, of course. But I'll give you the full-time scores from elsewhere across the division. FC United are in 11th, which is customary at this stage of the season. Just setting ourselves up ready for a little race for the playoffs in the second half of the season. Matlock Town, current league leaders, they were beaten this afternoon by Whitby Town by 3-2. Whitby were 2-0 up in that game. Matlock got a goal back just before half-time. It was then 3-1, and Matlock scoring just before the end to make it a bit nervy. But a good 3 points that for Whitby, that sees them in sixth position, staying in sixth position, and 2 points behind Warrington Town. Warrington Town, incidentally, were 1-0 victors this afternoon over Hyde United. Interestingly, the gap now between Warrington in fifth, the final playoff spot, and Stalybridge Celtic in seventh is now 6 points. So that's what we were talking about earlier about a little breakaway going on. That's a big gap at this stage of the season. Very early days, though, but we're not even halfway through yet. But that's still an impressive margin. South Shields did drop points today. That sees them, though, 2 points now behind Matlock Town. They did start the day 3 points behind them. So they have clawed 1 point back. That's after a 1-1 draw with Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles there getting an equaliser with 5 minutes left to play in that game. It was 0-0 at half time as well. Bamberbridge are in third position, leapfrogging over Buxton, who were in the FA Cup this afternoon against York City. Bamberbridge a 2-1 victory at Stafford Rangers, and Stafford Rangers taking an early lead there. Bamberbridge getting the winner in the last 10 minutes, a 2-1 win there in Staffordshire for Bamberbridge. Stalybridge Celtic 2-2 draw with Witton Albion. Witton Albion 1-0 up. Stalybridge Celtic getting an equaliser. Witton Albion gone 2-1 up. And Stalybridge Celtic getting an equaliser just before half time. And it finished 2-2 in the end there. Scores elsewhere. Ashton United, a 3-0 win over Basford United. A huge win, that one, for Ashton United. I think that's three league wins on the bounce now for Ashton. They're, I think, going to be moving up the table shortly. As a Morpeth of Town, a 2-1 win for them over Grantham Town. And just a couple more scores to give you. Radcliffe with 3-1 win over Mickleover. Mickleover did take the lead in that game, but three second half goals for Radcliffe sees them winning 3-1 at Stainton Park. And last result, Scarborough Athletic 2, Lancaster City nil. So Scarborough Athletic there with a win that sees them in 10th. That's 7 points from the player positions. FC United in 11th. FC United are 8 points from the playoffs. So, yeah, there you go. Buxton beat York City 1-0. So Buxton go through to the second round of the FA Cup, a stage they've not been at, I think, since the 1950s.
Wow.
So congratulations to Buxton.
That doesn't affect our fixture with them, does it?
No, but that was heading for a replay, which means they would be 5 games behind everyone else after Tuesday. It stays at 4 games behind everyone else. They're playing Atherton Coles on Tuesday night. Ashton are playing Radcliffe. We're playing Whitby. Everyone else has got county cups, I'd imagine, and stuff like that.
Good result for Atherton Coles to hold hold South Shields.
Yeah, very good
it's
result.
A funny league, isn't it? It's not clear cup, but Whitby seem... it's a very...
it's difficult to assess, isn't it? Because non-league is silly at the moment. It's a very unusual post-COVID season, isn't it?
So, yes, it is, yeah. It is.
Yeah, with injuries and all that kind of thing, you don't know who's got a good lineup and who's not. So we wait for Neil Reynolds. Back to you, James, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, interesting, Donoghue missing today. Just wondering if...
He's suspended.
I was going to say, where does he... does he get back? Does he come straight back in, or does he...
Paul rightly said, you know, last week he'd play right wing. That's his best position, isn't it? But is he a right back? Is he a number four? We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, there's only one person who can answer these questions. Neil Reynolds. Over to James.
Congratulations, Neil. Too often in the recent past, FC have given an impressive, away performance in the midweek or whatever, only to disappoint in a winnable home game. Not today. You'd be happy.
Well, I've just picked up a few chairs because I've just turned the dressing room upside down for the last 20 minutes, James. So, am I happy? Tough one, because for 70 minutes, that's the best we've played all season. But the lads have just had it from me there, you know, for crumbling the way we did. Doing a Witten Albion again. Top lads scored the goals today. Defensively, nowhere near. That's not good enough in the last 20 minutes, James. And, you know, they probably thought kind of themselves unlucky maybe not to get an equaliser. So, not happy at all in the last 20, but delighted with some of the football we played and obviously delighted with the win.
Going back through the game, before the first goal, a very important moment from Aaron Morris as he clears off the line.
Again, defensive lapse. Dan Lavercombe's too deep on his line. We got done with one ball. Dan gets caught in two minds. Then Aaron's obviously defender he is. He comes across and does what he does, but you know we probably should be 1-0 down. But we don't. We go up the other end. Doddy gets a free kick and dispatches it. And, you know, it's that little bit of luck that we keep talking about. But, you know, we bring in attacking players. We've won 4-4-2 today, James. You know, we've created goals. We've scored 3 at home. I've stuck faith with the defensive line. But we were good. When I took Adam Dodd off then, we seemed to go... We went all at sea. Well, I've no idea why. We kind of drop deep. We stop attacking. But we shouldn't do that. And that's not just... What I'm saying is it's not Joe White's fault we've done that. But as a team, we started dropping deep. We started panicking. There's no need to panic because they're a good team.
However, at the death, in the last few minutes, the team did seem to get a measure of control and calm it down. So is that... given what, accepting what you say, there was a show of a bit of character there, not to let the whole thing slip completely.
James, I'm disappointed. I wanted to bring Jack Bennett on today, 3-0. I wanted to give him 20 minutes, but you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go, you've got to bring a Jonathan Smith on, calm head, calculated head, you know, and he sees us over the line, and it's brilliant, and you miss it at times. But listen, young lads, this is where football's really frustrating, because young lads are great on the eye and great going forward, but then all of a sudden you make a mistake and they're kind of up against it. You bring in Smudge, who's 35, 600 league games under him, and he calms everything. But we're at home and we wanted to go attacking an expansive football, and we did it. 70 minutes, like I said, we were exceptional. But you're coming up against a team there, it's what people don't realise, they haven't lost in 8. So when they got 3-1, then they go 3-2, they think, oh, then we can go and beat it in 9 here. And we give him unneeded a bit of power that they were going to take over the game. But listen, I've just said to the final line, credit where credit's due. We've won the game. We're beating a side that's, like I say, 8 unbeaten. And you've got to be delighted with the win. And 2 wins on the spin, 4 unbeaten. So, you know, another 3 goals to boot.
You've got Tuesday night, Whitby, who've won today at the leaders, Matlock. What are you expecting in terms of contest there?
I don't know. We went to watch Whitby last Tuesday, you know, at Bamber Bridge. We thought, I know they missed a penalty after a minute, but they were quite poor for the rest of the play. And then you look at the fixture today and you think Matlock league leaders are going to beat them. It's just the league. You know, people can have off days. And you know, like, we've had an off day for 20 minutes. We've had an on day for 70 minutes today. I just think that everybody can beat anybody. And you can't underestimate anyone in this league. And, you know, Whitby on Tuesday night, we know about the playing surface there. We know it's probably not going to be conducive to our passing style. We might have to change things a little bit. But we're going into it four unbeaten. So, you know, as angry I am with the last 20 minutes, because my standards are extremely high, I'm also, you know, really pleased that we've won today.
Some good finishes today from Linney and Burns.
Magnificent. You know, Doddy's free kick, Sam Burns strikes it, you know, crowd shouts shoot and it rockets off the post. And then Linney, you know, I think he's positional play today, earned himself a goal, because I thought he was great in a 4-4-2. Defensively, not maybe as attacking much as he plays, but good to get a goal and, you know, good for his confidence as well. So, but a 3-0, you think, right, come on, Doddy, go and have a rest. But it didn't happen.
And was the key to that, was it a psychological thing of, like, this is in the bag? And
No.
So he did seem to drop deeper.
No, it wasn't a psychological thing. We dropped deep. You may even be able to hear me saying, screaming at Potsy.
Yeah, get out.
Screaming at him, get out. Why have we dropped him? We're 3-0 up. We could go home in 4 and 5. And like I said, absolutely, if you were here today, you would have been delighted with the first 70 minutes. You know, the two wingers, the two forwards, Griffiths, Potsy, the two attacking fullbacks. Everything was good. I'm a bit deflated that it wasn't 3-0 or 4-0 today.
Yep, spoken like a true football man. You've got Donoghue to come back in. I mean, it's interesting, we were speculating if or where he might come back in, but it's quite a good problem to have, that. Is it a quality player to come back in?
Yeah, it is. I mean, centre-half, we've got to be better. You know, and Aaron Morris has done really well at centre-half this season, and I think we've got caught a little bit naive today, and maybe one of them needs to come out and have a rest. Might enable Donoghue to go back in there at full-back, not sure. Yeah, just you know, I said at half time to the two centre halves, you know, relax. There's a couple of things, back passes. They're a bit tentative. They're a bit on edge today, and you know, maybe I'll take people out, don't I? Rest them, I rotate them, and maybe it's that time for, you know, one or two of them just to come out. But we've got a good squad. You know, we've got a really good squad. We lose Kean Hayes on Tuesday night. He's away with Ireland. He's been called up to the under-21s, so he'll be away. So it opens the door for, you know, like Donoghue to come in. But we're going to patch it up tomorrow. We'll see how everybody is. We get onto that coach with another 3 points in the bag, and I guess in football that's all that matters.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following his side's 3-2 win over Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. Next up for the Reds will be a tough away match in the league as FC United travel north to take on Whitby Town at the Turnbull Ground. We'll have live commentary on this game on Tuesday evening on both FC Radio and on North Manchester 106.6 FM. Tune in from 7:30 PM on Tuesday night. Well, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.